This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on Friday, Kate Middleton had, Princess Kate had released news and released a video giving us a health update. And in it, she had described how she had surgery in January. And she, at the time, it was considered to be a benign condition. Upon evaluation of what they removed with surgery, turned out they found cancerous cells. She is currently undergoing preventative chemotherapy. And they needed time to speak to their kids about it. They also need some privacy. And so the latest update is they are very grateful for all the overwhelming support, but the royal family is not going to be giving any more details anytime soon, and completely understandable. And so I think it was very courageous of her to post a video. People were telling me that it was a fake video and people are using AI, et cetera, I don't like hearing all these rumors and conspiracy theories and all that. To me, I thought it was her. I think it was very heartfelt. She looked pale, as some individuals can be while undergoing chemotherapy. But she's a young mother. She's only 42 years old and she has three children. I think 10, 8, and 5. And so this is a very, very difficult time for them. People have asked, what do I think she has? What do I think she has? Well, we spoke about this a few months ago when she had abdominal surgery. To me, it sounded like she had a hysterectomy. Now, I'm not saying that's what she had, but to undergo abdominal surgery, most appendicitis attacks and things like that, if you have an appendectomy, the royal family would probably bring it up and say, look, you know, she had her appendix removed, all good. Leave us alone. But a hysterectomy, a bowel resection, a bladder lift, things like that. You know, those many people want a little bit more privacy with that. So I had assumed that it was probably a surgery, and we spoke about this, that probably wanted a little bit more privacy. Having a hysterectomy, when you are the queen mother, or will be potentially the queen mother, does then bring a lot of media attention. If that's what she had, no wonder they wanted to kind of be quiet about it. They have been very obscure, as they should be. She has a right to have privacy, but that's why I'm thinking possibly a hysterectomy, and then possibly upon evaluation of the tissue afterwards, they found that there might have been some precancerous cells. The fact that she used the term preventative chemotherapy is a reassuring sign. Preventative chemotherapy means she isn't and she hasn't been an active cancer patient. Preventative means in case what she had that was so microscopic, stage 0 to 1, was present, they wanted to address it. Now, somebody could say, well, she's lying, she has full-blown cancer. You know what? It's none of our business, please. Yeah, give her privacy. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was something ovary-related, endometrial-related, or colorectal. And so, you know, having abdominal surgery, then the tissue being looked at, and then them finding cancer. The average person doesn't necessarily, you know, go for multiple or go for a surgery unless cancer is suspected. And so I'm wondering if she was having pain, having issues. So, like I said, it could be any of those body parts. Now, interestingly, Princess Kate had hyperemesis gravidarum. Hyperemesis gravidarum is when you vomit frequently during pregnancy to the point that you need to be hospitalized. And if you remember, with her previous pregnancies, she had that. Now, hyperemesis gravidarum has been linked to cancer. Now, I'm not saying that that's what caused this. And I'm not, again, we don't know what type of cancer she officially has. But if there is a link with throwing up often in pregnancy, then doctors need to be aware that they might be at higher risk of certain cancers. And so it's a fascinating link, and I'm not going to get too technical with it, and I'm not, again, blaming it for that, but hyperemesis gravidarum has been linked to an increased risk of cancer arising for the endodermal germ cell layer, bladder, colorectal, thyroid cancer. And so for those individuals who had severe vomiting and nausea, we see it more often when you're carrying a female. It's interesting. It's interesting. And this isn't that, don't take it, you know, as scientific, stone. Don't, you know, but understand, take it with a grain of salt. But when you carry a female, you end up having worse hyperemesis gravidarum on average. You also end up having more brain fog when you carry a male. I find that fascinating. For me, I had major brain fog with the kids. I couldn't do mathematical calculations. I couldn't whatever. I mean, my boys are smart, but maybe that's what happened. They sucked out all my smarts when they were pregnant with me. But females, maybe we think it's because of the estrogen, might make, you know, but Kate Middleton had hyperemesis gravidarum with all her pregnancies. I remember she had a really, really bad with her first. So, something to think about. So the latest with her is it looks like she's going to be undergoing this therapy, this treatment. She needs privacy. She's got to spend time with the kids. The kids do not need to see their mom, right, being thrown around the media and so upset that there was a Mother's Day photo that was possibly photoshopped. Who gives a damn? Come on, people. Everybody photoshops and filters. And I mean, this is how I look unfiltered. People want me to filter. I can't believe how ridiculous fans were. I think it's because you have some people that are really loving the drama between Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and Prince William and Princess Kate, that they're trying to find things to dislike about both of them. And you can't really find much to dislike. Princess Kate, she seems amazing. And so whenever there's something that anybody could jump on, they are. Leave people alone, really. It's ridiculous. So we'll keep you posted. Godspeed to her. Pray for Princess Kate, and we'll let you know as we get more updates. 1-877 Dr. Ali. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, President Trump got hit with multiple lawsuits. I think today he was in court over the hush money case. With Stormy Daniels, but one of the largest sort of rulings against him was the $355 million judgment against him based on how he valued his assets to get a loan, which I'm still really confused about, because whenever we tried to sell our house or buy a house, there were appraisals. And if, you know, if we tried to buy something but the house was overpriced, the bank would tell us it's overpriced, and then they're not going to cover it because the loan doesn't follow the appraisal. So I'm really not exactly sure how, you know, and I'm also not sure where they came up with $355 million when I think O.J. Simpson I think his civil lawsuit was $36 million against the death of two, him allegedly killing two people, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. That is about a tenth the judgment of what Trump got as it pertained to getting loans, paying back the loans. So it's confusing. There's actually a GoFundMe that Elena Cardone had started. It's garnered about 2,009,000. They're trying to raise the whole 355. I mean, not bad. And it's also interesting because there's individuals who are, one donor gave 10 grand. People are giving money anonymously or even, you know, putting their name out there. But Trump got a little bit of a reprieve today when the court decided, the appellate court, the appeals court decided to slash the bond that he has to pay. So rather than Letitia James saying he owes all, actually, I think it's $454 million, not $355. I think it's $454 million that he owes, even though the GoFundMe says $355. Rather than him having to pay all that, he only has to come up with $175 million, and he has 10 days. So while he's in court for something else, because they keep throwing things at him, try and keep him down, and I am just blown away. This guy's strong. I mean, anybody else would quit saying, screw you guys, I'm going home. Like Cartman, screw you guys, I'm going home. He's leading. Also, I see he has no other path but to go for president again. I mean, he is resoundingly, you know, leading in the polls against Biden, let alone how he did with the primaries. And so no shock there that he would be. You know, what a way to kind of validate your argument that America never wanted him gone. You know, so he's going to, of course, he's not going to quit. But this helps in that he's able to at least stave off giving, because I think he had about $500 million in campaign funds, which he really did not want to use for this. And I don't blame him. Campaign funds are for his campaign, right? When people donating to him for his campaign, they don't want it to go in this fraud case that, so this gives him a little bit of breathing room. If he puts up $175 million within 10 days, Letitia James and everybody else that was a part of this New York fraud case will not go after his building. So I think he has tenants in, and it's a mess. Business owners in New York very nervous about this. President Trump, when he did business, and from what I understand, he followed the book as not the book in terms of, doing everything 100% correct, but he followed the book in terms of what New York real estate moguls do, which means anybody, the Clintons, that anybody who invested in New York West properties and could possibly, with this precedent set, now be fined hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, I understand New York public officials said, no, don't worry. You all are good. It's just Trump. But this is definitely making people nervous. When O.J. Simpson has to pay a tenth, and that he was civilly found guilty for the murder of two people, yet you have to pay 10 times more, 12 times more for overvaluing assets. I mean, imagine the ramifications in the laws. How many of you have tried to sell something on Craigslist and claim that your lamp was worth $150? And that lamp wasn't worth $150, it was only worth $100. Or you tried to sell a baseball card or a Cabbage Patch kit. You know, the precedent set is a little nerve-wracking. Again, this isn't about right-left. This is, look, once you set something in law as precedence, if a higher court doesn't say, okay, what the hell is this? That's a problem. And again, nobody's really explaining why the $464 million. Where did they come up with that number? in damages. So the appellate division of the state's trial court has now slowed down his the seizing of his assets, gave him a way to at least put up a bond. People ask, will he get the bond back? You guys know more about that. I'm assuming he'd get the bond back if a court overturns, you know, the amount of money. And because, again, there's no legal precedence for this. This is ridiculous. This is, it's, you know. Lying about your wealth. How many of you on Tinder have lied about your wealth? If lying about your wealth is a crime and puts you at risk, and by the way, the valuation of things are subjective. Something is only as valuable as somebody wants to pay for it. So, for example, I have medical antiques. Some of my medical antiques, I pay top dollar because I really wanted it. I sold something on Pawn Stars, and I missed it. It was my tonsillectomy, and I went and bought another one because I really wanted it. Was it worth what I bought? I don't know. It's just, I wanted it. Super Bowl tickets. Super Bowl tickets ranged anywhere from $6,500 to $35,000, $40,000, a million plus for suite seats. Were those overvalued? Really? For a three-hour game? I mean, it was a good game, not $40,000 worth. Do you get to sue? Do you get to sue for $464 million? So, you know, I don't care about the whole Republican-Democrat thing when it comes to, I care about that. We're doing things fairly. You know, we have got to have the same standards for everybody. And if those standards seem un-American, then we don't do them in our country. And Letitia James, this was, you know, she didn't do it. You know, she could have been more sly, but she campaigned on getting Donald Trump. I thought New York has multiple other issues. I mean, look at how the National Guard is now needed for the subway. Don't you think the Attorney General would be more worried about, you know, the crimes and other things going on? But she put all her time and effort. She even showed up to court every day. Well, I thought she had duties as Attorney General. Who has the time to do that? But this is her claim to fame. She was the one that got this big judgment against Trump. And this judge, I don't even know what he was thinking. So, you know, is it political persecution? Is it election interference? Yes, absolutely. I don't see her going after, you know, the Clintons. I don't see her going after other people who have been claimed to have claimed to do things. And what about the overvalue? Is she reviewing everybody's property, everybody's business dealings? I mean, it turned out nobody even made a complaint. The banks didn't even complain. The banks got, you know, whatever loan they made, they got paid back. What are the damages? So he got a reprieve, but, you know, we'll see what happens next. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A powerful winter storm hitting parts of the Central Plains with blizzard conditions, and it's set to drop a blanket of snow from Colorado to Minnesota through Tuesday, threatening widespread power outages. This week marks 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia on espionage charges while he was there on assignment. A year into what the U.S. State Department has declared to be a wrongful detainment, Gershkovich's parents say they are optimistic. Russia held a day of mourning after an attack at a concert venue near Moscow left at least 137 dead, including three children. Nearly a dozen people have been detained in connection with the attack, including four suspected gunmen. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was very critical about the Chinese government, Fauci, our government being silent on how COVID was released and trying to pin it on bat soup or a fish market, I was very frustrated in that if they don't come clean about what happened, and if it was a lab leak, which I suspected, then any other lab with those slipshod protocols could then learn and then do a better job themselves and tighten things up. And no, this went on for only last year did I believe our Department of Energy and I think the CIA had said with moderate confidence they thought it was a lab leak. But I hope to God that when we learned about COVID And, you know, my guess is it was leaked August of 2019 that all labs decided, whoa, let's just, you know, get our acts together. Well, we're being told that a taxpayer-funded lab in Colorado that handles some of the world's deadliest viruses have themselves had some issues and accidents in recent years. There was a report being reported by Daily Mail that there were at least 50 incidents involving safety control lapses at Colorado State University between 2020 and 2023, including workers who were bitten by a COVID-infected hamster, splashed in the face with blood from mice with tuberculosis, and scratched by rabies-infected cats. The reports were never disclosed to the public, despite occurring at the height of the COVID pandemic, which many officials, including the FBI, do suggest that came from a similar lab incident in China. Now, experts are slamming what they called a disrupting lack of transparency for the facility and warned that it would only erode public trust in the American public health institutions. Now, in the university's defense, again, we see both sides to things on the show, right? Not every lab works at 100%. There are going to be mishaps. Okay? Doctors get stuck with needles that could have HIV, that could have hepatitis. There's a protocol. They go and get tested. They may get some preventative treatment. Then they have to get retested again. And so in labs, there was a patient who got a, I think, a herpes B from an animal recently in a lab when the animal bit him. You know, when you're working with animals, even if you're wearing gloves and things like that, you can get bitten, scratched. You know, I mean, that's a risk. And it does happen. So no surprise there. The problem is why weren't they transparent about it? Especially if people were locked down, you were mandated to get a vaccine, so you want to give it to somebody else. Now, you were publicly shamed for not getting it. You were walked out where people could videotape you, walked out of hospitals, doctors escorted off the premises for not getting vaccinated. Yet things like this happen and nobody says anything. Not that I want to see people outed, but, you know, yes, infectious disease, when you work with animals, can spread. Absolutely. So FOIA requested the reports, and they show a pattern of accidents between May 2020 and July 2023 involving disease-ridden cats, rodents, and bats that were never publicly announced. Officials blame the increase in accidents on the stress of the pandemic, causing staff to rush their work. Nobody should need to rush science. There's no need to rush science. Even if you need a vaccine right away, you don't rush science. You want to make sure things are safe. So that to me is a complete bunch of BS. Do you ever rush an operation? No. Well, it's COVID, so we need to rush. No, no, you don't. Do you rush heart surgery? We need to rush chemo. And just let it drip quickly. Even if it's not done, pull it out because we got to. No, we don't do that. Now, you might have to be rushing on the battlefield. You might have to move quickly if somebody's bleeding out. But do you really rush your scientific studies and work? No, there's no excuse for that. So you could delay the paper a week. You do it right and you do it safely. And you want to know why you don't rush in science? Because if you contaminate the Petri dish, all your data would need to be thrown out. If you have an error in any of your findings, you throw it out. You can't use that. You start over again, which means every move you make in a lab or every move you make with a scientific analysis or study has to be not only on point, but replicable. If anybody else does the same thing, they should be able to do, like when we did data pools for a research study with my students, we had to tell them the time, the date, the link, so that if anybody wanted to replicate it, they could. Now, mind you, Google or YouTube could have changed the content, but if anybody did want to try and replicate it, we show, look, this is what we did. So I find problem with that sort of argument. On two separate occasions in 2020, researchers were working with hamsters who had SARS-CoV-2 and were bitten by the rodents. Another contracted Zika virus after experimenting with infected mosquitoes. Okay, well, Zika you could give to somebody sexually. A mosquito could land on you and then travel to somebody else and give them Zika. That's kind of important to know. An August 2022 report stated a researcher experimenting on a mouse infected with a highly infected strain of TB was splashed in the face with contents of a syringe. The syringe contained a solution and possibly the animal's blood, and he was only wearing eye protection. Now, if you are going to be using any sort of, if you are going to be working with any sort of biohazard, you have to be completely covered. You have to have at least face mask, head covering, skin protected. Why wasn't that done at this, you know, if you aren't doing the proper protocols, you get kicked out of the lab. I worked for the EPA. I know. You have to follow proper protocols. You can't just run in and run out. Same thing with an OR. I can't run into an OR with my tennis shoes and my hair all over the place. Hair has to be up. I have to be dressed. I have to be masked. I have to have my visor on. I have to stand in the corner until I get dressed with sterile gowns by the circulating nurse or the scrub tech. I mean, there's protocols. I don't know why they weren't followed. They said multiple reports of bites and scratches by rabies-infected cats were discussed in incidents reports. Now, you could die. If a rabies-infected cat, you know, scratches you, you could get rabies. Now, my guess is they told the person to get preventative shots, because I'm not hearing of anybody who died. But there was a bat infected with MERS, COVID, and had bitten a researcher while the bat was put back in his cage. So, you know, kudos to those of you working with these dangerous animals. We're very grateful. There were documents about safety concerns about the university's plan to construct a new bat lab later this year. But dozens of laboratory accidents at CSU, we are being told, only came to be known, according to Daily Mail, by a public records request. Dr. Bryce Nichols, co-founder of the nonprofit Biosafety Now and the genetics professor at Rutgers University, said this is ridiculous and once again underscores a disturbing lack of transparency. Irrespective of their funding sources, researchers have an ethical obligation to report any lab accidents that could pose risk to the public. So, you know, if our own labs are doing slipshod protocols, then yes, COVID or Ebola could happen again. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as a physician and having a practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, when patients couldn't pay or wouldn't pay, or you know, there really wasn't much you could do, you just took it. In fact, we took it so much and so often that we closed. When I was offered a teaching position, I was like, you know what? Just doesn't make sense for me to still be in practice. And it wasn't all the patient's fault. Obamacare turned people's insurance companies from rather the insurance company covering things to now people having very high deductibles and the insurance company saying, sorry, they haven't met their $10,000 deductible yet, so they have to pay you the $50 or the $32. And we went from insurance companies paying us nothing to patients owing, and when patients didn't pay, money's not coming in to pay the rent. Money's not coming in to pay staff. So even though we probably could have lasted on fumes for about another year, once I was offered a job to teach, I left. I hated leaving my patients. But when the money's not coming in, the money's not coming in. Well, Medicaid, they apparently run into the same problem where money doesn't come in, although it's Medicaid. Now, usually people don't necessarily pay Medicaid, but we're being told that they are suing families to be able to retrieve the person who died and their property, such as their home. Now, this is being reported by Savvy Dime. And they are saying that Americans are left in shock as Medicaid attempts to claim their homes to cover the health costs of recently deceased family members. Which means if you live in the home, you could possibly be without a home. Now, Medicaid is tax-funded federal and state insurance program, covers the medical costs of those who don't have money to pay their medical issues. But there is some fine print, and it allows the federal government to repossess a family home to pay off the medical bills should a loved one die. Federal government requires that each U.S. state attempts to recover the cost of care from deceased patients through their assets. While family homes are typically exempt from this, that's why I think you need to homestead your house and other things to protect it. For deceased family members who are over 55 when they passed, Medicaid is entitled to sue for the home to cover costs. Now, I'm no lawyer. I'm sure if you get some legal protection. But there was a Massachusetts resident. She said her father passed away after a lengthy battle of cancer. And Sandy LeGrand lost her father and was billed $177,000. She couldn't afford to pay the Medicaid expenses. So the program sued to repossess her father's home. She reported this to the New York Post. Following her father's passing, she underwent a two-year legal battle with the state of Massachusetts. And it was a nonprofit group that told her father to sign up for Medicaid. When LeGrand asked the group about the potential to lose her family home, she was assured it would only happen if the father was placed in a nursing home. She said that he would have never signed anything that would put his home into jeopardy. After 2 years, the state reached a settlement and the claim on their home was removed. But apparently, there are thousands of other Americans that have lost their home when a family member was on Medicaid. According to an investigation by the Dayton Daily News, states like New York and Ohio recovered over $100 million in Medicaid costs by repossessing the homes of thousands of deceased people. In contrast, states like Alaska and Arizona have only attempted to claim homes a handful of times. A Democratic lawmaker who cites the program as cruel argues it's time to end the ability of Medicaid to claim people to pay off medical bills. So this was Jan Schalkowski is arguing that many Americans are not even aware of their ability to lose their home. So if you are moving in with your parents to help take care of them, you could be out of a house if they end up dying and Medicaid wants to take the home. Now, again, being devil's advocate. Okay, how does an entity make their money if you have a terminal illness? How do oncologists make money? I mean, if the patient is going to die, you know, there has to be an incentive because otherwise nobody would take a terminal cancer patient. I mean, yeah, we want to be able to take care of people who we know can't work and we know won't be able to still help pay their bills. But who pays for the power? How does this work? Well, insurance is supposed to pay for it. But it looks like our insurance companies, such as Medicaid, etc., they need funding. Well, one source of funding would be student loan debt. But what are we doing with that? Well, we're writing it off. So we're taking away people's homes who have lost family members. But if you're a college student who got completely taken by the university and was charged tens of thousands of dollars a year, you don't have to pay, and the college doesn't have to pay. I mean, come on. This isn't fair. And so we spoke about this, where if you sign up for Medicaid, you know, they don't want you double dipping, and they definitely don't want you having assets and using government dime. There's a 1993 rule that requires states to use the deceased assets, such as estates, to cover costs. Now it might become more optional. In fact, a report by the Medicaid and CHIP Payment and Access Commission recommend that Congress repeal the law and make it optional for states. But then where does the money come from? So, you know, this is, I don't understand where the consistency is. I mean, billions of dollars of student loan debt could go to our Medicaid and Medicare program. And if you really want to help these students, you could go to the colleges and say, look, will you buy down the debt? You're the one that got the money. But instead, the taxpayers have to pay for it. And now, because Medicaid, the money doesn't grow on trees, Medicaid is going to recoup your assets. Now, somebody could say, well, how does a person with assets get Medicaid? Well, yeah, the system is in place so you don't have to lose your home. They don't want you homeless. But yes, there's a way you could be signing over your house indirectly. So you need to be aware. And it really affects the older Americans who are relying on, it shouldn't happen with Medicare. It should not, because we put money into Medicare, or that money should be earmarked to have our name on it. But there's fine print, and the average person with cancer, the average person with debilitating disease, doesn't have the money to hire an attorney to look at the fine print, and doesn't have the stamina to read it. I feel good today. I couldn't read something that's a 2-point font that has all this BS in there. So I would always recommend, you know, talking to somebody who understands asset protection, understands these rules, and understand what you need to do. But there are a lot of kids that are moving in with their parents to help take care of them, or parents moving in with the child. And if that parent owns anything, that could be an asset that Medicaid seizes. And I understand that, you know, taking care of somebody costs money. The money has to come somewhere. Now, mass equals mass. You know, if there's going to be money covering somebody that doesn't have money, it has to come from money. There has to be some source of that. And so if you aren't aware of that, you need to be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.